This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الله أكبر، 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 ولله الحمد. الحمد لله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to gather at this challenging time in the history of our community, when owing to not just recent events, but events of the last decade or so, many people look suspiciously upon Muslims. Many people are having very dangerous attitudes towards Muslims. We find the media in very sensational and sensationalized fashion pouncing on the deeds of criminal elements who claim to be acting in the name of Islam to tar and feather the entire Muslim community, as if the entire community were affiliated somehow with organizations that are engaged in gross acts of violence, intolerance, misrepresenting the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in many instances engaging in psychopathic acts of murder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that we are a dignified community. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That unto Allah is honor and dignity and authority, and unto His Messenger and unto the believers, but the hypocrites, they realize it not. There is izzah for the believers. So when those who would condemn Islam and those who would attack Muslims, when they say your religion is a religion that has no mercy, ignore them and tell them our religion is a religion predicated on mercy, that every chapter in our scripture, if you will, to use that term, in the Quran opens with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, who is inherently merciful, and extends his mercy throughout his creation, except one chapter. And that particular chapter is a chapter that deals with issues related to warfare. And so Allah Ta'ala has not mentioned his names of Rahman or Rahim on that chapter in a sense to distance his names from even lawfully sanctioned defense of the faith. Tell them our religion starts when a young student goes to his or her teacher. If their teacher has any credibility, not if it's Sheikhu Internet or Sheikhu Autodidact, the self-taught Sheikh, but the one who is part of a tradition of transmitted knowledge, the first hadith they convey to their student, Ar-Rahimun Yarhamuhum Ar-Rahman Irhamu Man Fil Ard Yarhamkum Man Fi Samat. The hadith of mercy, that the merciful people are the ones the all-merciful will show mercy to. Be merciful to those on earth, and Almighty God, one interpretation, will be merciful unto you. This is the first lesson the student receives. And so this hadith is called Al-Hadith Al-Musalsal Bil-Awwaliyya. The hadith that is traditionally the first hadith related to a student, Musalsal Bil-Awwaliyya. Tell them that our religion describes our Prophet, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We've only sent you as a mercy to all the worlds. Tell them that our Prophet described himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهْدَى. I am a gift of mercy unto the world. Tell them that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed a group of his companions one day, and he told them, لَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تَرَحَمُوا. You will not enter paradise until you are merciful to one another. What was their response? يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كُلُّنَا رَحِيمٌ. O Messenger of Allah, all of us are merciful. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then the Prophet, he said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِرَحْمَةِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَاحِبًا. I'm not talking about the mercy one of you shows to each other. That's easy. It's easy for friends to be merciful to friends. It's easy for parents to be merciful to their children. It's easy for children to be merciful to their parents. It's easy for neighbors to be merciful to their neighbors. He said, I'm not talking about that. That's the easy part. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِرَحْمَةِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَاحِبًا وَلَكِنَّهَا رَحْمَةُ النَّاسِ رَحْمَةُ الْعَمَّةِ. Rather, what I'm talking about is the mercy that you show to the generality of people, the mercy you show to the general public. This is our religion. Our religion has nothing to do with people who go amongst the general public in a stealth-like fashion and murder themselves and murder 100 or 200 people along with themselves, as happened recently in Baghdad, or murder scores of other people, murder innocent people. وَلَكِنَّهَا رَحْمَةُ النَّاسِ رَحْمَةُ الْعَمَّةِ. This is our religion. So who are these people who murder, who commit suicide, a forbidden act in our religion, so grave that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the one who stabs himself and takes their life, in addition to be punished in the fire of hell for the rest of eternity will be stabbing themselves and experiencing the pain of that injury for over and over and over for the rest of eternity. Likewise, the one who jumps off a cliff. Likewise, the one who consumes poison. And had the means existed, they didn't have high explosive. Likewise, the one who puts a belt of high explosives on their body and then pulls the trigger, they will be pulling the trigger and blowing themselves up and experiencing the pain of that death along with the fire of hell for eternity in hell. That's our religion. And if they don't believe your words, show them through your actions, which always speak louder than words. Show them your mercy. Show them your compassion. That is our call, brothers and sisters. They say your religion is so violent, it doesn't even spare its co-religionists. You go about and murder each other, to say nothing of people outside of your faith. Then tell them our religion teaches us. لَقَتْلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَقَتْلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ زَوَالِ الدُّنْيَا. To kill an innocent believer is graver with Allah than wiping out the entire earth. لَقَتْلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ زَوَالِ الدُّنْيَا. Tell them that it's related from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man a'ana ala qatli mu'minin walaw bi shatr al kalima yalqa Allah yawm al qiyamati maktuban bayna aynayhi ayisun min rahmatillah. Whoever participates in killing a believer, even by uttering half a word, they will meet Allah on the day of resurrection written across their forehead, I have despaired of Allah's mercy. This is our religion. Tell them that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defined the Muslim. Define the Muslim. Al Muslimu man salim al Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is one whom the other Muslims are safe from their tongue and their hand. By the prophetic definition, what do we say of a person who extends no safety to his or her fellow Muslim? Al-Muslim man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. This is our religion. And for those who might be visiting and you're not Muslims, don't worry, you're covered also. Another version of that tradition, al-Muslimu man salima nasu min lisanihi wa yadi. The Muslim is one all people are safe from their tongue and from their hand. This is our religion. And what does our religion say about the person with no mercy in their hearts? إِنَّمَا تُنزَلُ رَحْمَةُ مِنْ شَقِي إِنَّهُ لَا تُنزَلُ رَحْمَةُ إِلَّا مِنْ شَقِي. Mercy is only extracted from the heart of a hell-bound wretch. شَقِي. لَا تُنزَلُ رَحْمَةُ إِلَّا مِنْ شَقِي. وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ مِنَ اللَّهِ قَلْبٌ قَاسِي. The further person who's most distanced from Allah is the one who possesses a hard, merciless heart. This is our religion. Alhamdulillah, we've reached the end of Ramadan. Ramadan started, as we all know, with one of the greatest moments in the history of this American Muslim community, where the death of Muhammad Ali, rahimahullah, a figure associated with this city of Chicago, For it was the nation of Islam that opened Muhammad Ali's eyes and placed him on the path of Islam. And no matter what path Muhammad Ali chose to follow, no nation of Islam, no Muhammad Ali. So we acknowledge that. And Muhammad Ali came to get that name, Muhammad Ali, to this city of Chicago. His death was a mercy. At the beginning of Ramadan, it's related that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he says, Ramadan awwaluhu rahmah. The first of Ramadan is mercy. And the death of Muhammad Ali brought us mercy. Where a week the media wasn't talking about ISIS or Boko Haram or Al-Qaeda. It was, or some misguided miscreant and their vile and evil deeds. It was talking about the life of Muhammad Ali and speaking reverently about Muhammad. The name was reverenced all over the world, culminating with the memorial service, the janazah. All of America learned the word janazah owing to Muhammad Ali. And then his memorial service, people of all faiths gathering to praise this American Muslim and to honor this American Muslim. And then, and the Muslims were breathing a sigh of relief. And Muslims going to their jobs where they were previously hanging their heads with great pride. And people asking them about this great personality. And they're talking with pride about Muhammad Ali and about Islam and explaining their religion. And then almost 24 hours later, we have this event in Orlando. And people are crestfallen and Muslims are devastated. And here we go again. And the sadness re-entering the heart. And the media once again in attack mode. And people asking why. One of the reasons, brothers and sisters, is so we can see the contrast between the Islam that shaped and defined the life of Muhammad Ali and the so-called Islam of criminals. Those of you who are alert, recall that at the memorial service of Muhammad Ali, the Quran reciter, he opened up with these verses from the Quran, amongst others. He read, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُوا مِمَّنْ دَعَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُوا قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech than one who invites to Allah, مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, and does righteous deeds, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and proudly says, I'm from the Muslims, I'm a Muslim. This was Muhammad Ali. He called people to Islam. He called to Allah. From the beginning of the time he became a Muslim, the middle of his life as a Muslim. Some of you know that Muhammad Ali would walk around with stacks of da'wah pamphlets, those little pamphlets, autographed, giving out to everyone he met. He never hid his Islam, even when his life was on the line, in times that were far more dangerous and tense than the times we find ourselves in. Without this large, huge community behind him. Yes, he had the nation of Islam behind him, but he didn't have these networks of masjids all over the country, millions of Muslims all over the country behind him. But he still stood up and said, Islam does not allow me to go halfway around the world and kill innocent people. The Quran does not teach me to take innocent life. And there's a lesson in that. When we say the Islam of Muhammad Ali, We're not talking about an Islam that is just prayer and fasting. We're talking about an Islam that speaks truth to power, that questions unjust policies, that refuses to participate in illegal, unlawful, unjust wars, but it does it with peace and dignity. It does it by taking the high road. Muhammad Ali never picked up a gun, not to go to kill innocent people as an agent of the state, nor to pick up a gun to attack the agents of the state. This is our Islam. If we find policies we disagree with, we speak out, we dissent. And that's our constitutional right to dissent. This country was founded on dissent. But we don't go down into the gutter of murder and stealth and denying the sanctity of the public square. We stay within the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilka hududullah fala ta'taduha. Tilka hududullah fala taqrabuha. These are the limits set by Allah. Don't transgress them. These are the limits set by Allah. Don't even begin to approach them. This is our religion. Mimman da'a ila Allah. Brothers and sisters, don't hang your head. Don't hide your Islam. Call people to the goodness of Islam. Call people to wholesome family values. Call people to sharing and charity. Call people to respect for neighborly needs. Call people to and join other people who are working for peace in this world, who are working for brotherhood and sisterhood in this world, who are trying to build bridges of understanding. This is what our religion calls us to in this time, in this place, at this hour. And we have to understand the call of the hour. And then he says, وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَةِ, and does righteous deeds. Muhammad Ali, people could argue, of course he wasn't a great scholar of Islam. I say he was a wali. He had wilaya. He had sainthood, to loosely translate the term. How could one heart touch billions of hearts all over the world? Bring his enemies to love and respect him. The same people who chased him out of Louisville were naming streets after him in Louisville, building an $80 million museum to honor his life and work in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. Many of the same people, and we'll get to that. That's the power of a sanctified heart. But what? It wasn't a great scholar. He wasn't elevated for the reasons Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani or many Imam Nawawi or others were for his scholarship. One, righteous deeds. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. His generosity. There is probably no one, based on the money they possessed in the history of this country, who was more charitable than Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali would give away money. He gave away money, a group of Jewish people asked Muhammad Ali to help their convalescent home. He gave $100,000 to a Jewish old folk home. He would write checks to people on the street. His wife would have to restrain him. People around him, Ali, please, you have children, you have a family. He had a heart of gold. And later in his life, he said he would spend the second half of his life responding to a question from a child. He loved children. This is a manifestation of his humility. What does Allah say about humble people? وَمَا تَوَادَعَ أَحَدٍ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا What does the Prophet say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No one humbles themselves for the sake of Allah except that Allah elevates them. It's from Allah, it's not from us. Allah elevates and Allah debases. And He elevated Muhammad Ali. He was a righteous servant. And so Allah, He took his speech. He took his physical vigor. He couldn't run around giving speeches, making appearances all over the world. He was in global demand. So he had to stay home and prepare to meet his Lord. Reading his Quran, praying to his Lord, seeking the forgiveness of his Lord. And he was elevated. وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَةَ وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And says, verily I am a Muslim. And never hid it. And we shouldn't hide it. And never was ashamed. And we shouldn't be ashamed. And never shied away from the danger that might involve. And we should not shy away from the danger that it might involve. These are our examples. And then the reciter, he went on to say, وَلَا تَسْتَوِ الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ Good and evil are not equal. So within almost 24 hours, we saw the good of Muhammad Ali highlighted. And we saw the evil in Orlando, Florida. We saw the good open the hearts of people. We saw the good place the media in the service of a Muslim. And we saw the evil close the hearts of people. And we saw the evil turn the media against the interests of Islam and the Muslims. Reflect on it. وَلَا تَسْتَوِ الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةِ اِدْفَعَ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ Respond to evil with that which is better. Some of you saw the HBO special, Muhammad Ali's greatest trial. What was going on in the Supreme Court? What was going on in the Supreme Court to exonerate Muhammad Ali in 1972? 8-0 decision, unanimous decision. So this is a docudrama, part feature film, part documentary. And Muhammad Ali, his words are spliced throughout the film, of course, with his image speaking. And at the end of the film, after the 8-0 decision, vindicating his stand, vindicating his peaceful stand, vindicating his anti-war stand, he's asked, to paraphrase, are you going to sue them now? You lost your title, you lost your money because of what they did to you. He said, no. Were I to do that, I would be no better than them. Were I to do that, I would be no better than them. Idfa billati hi ahsan. Respond to evil with what is best. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنُهُ عَدَاوَةً كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ And you will unexpectedly see the one between whom you and thee, there was great enmity, become as it were an intimate friend. And so the enemies of Ali became his friend. Those who vilified Ali, they glorified Ali. Not because of Ali, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same holds true for us. You are the next Muhammad Ali. Sister, you are the next Muhammad Ali. If we pray the price, idfa billati hiya ahsan. Don't respond to evil with a greater evil. Respond to evil with that which is better, with good. And you'll see the one between whom you and thee was enmity become, as it were, an intimate friend. This is our religion, brothers and sisters. And this is our example. And then what is the opposite? We're seeing the evil. And we're seeing the enmity become worse and become deeper and sharper. We have to choose, brothers and sisters. We have the path of Muhammad Ali. And some people think they have a path in Orlando or Baghdad or Bangladesh or Istanbul. We have to choose. And I tell you and counsel you and encourage you from the depths of my soul, having lived on this earth for 60 years, almost 40 of them in Islam, choose the Islam of Muhammad Ali. Idfa billati hiya ahsan. Choose the Islam of responding to evil with what is best. And not me. I don't guarantee any outcome. I don't have the power to affect an outcome in Allah Ta'ala's creation. Allah tells you, فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنُهُ عَدَاوَةً كَأَنُّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. And you will see the one between whom you and he, there was enmity, become as it were an intimate friend. We don't need to conclude this first khutbah. As Muslims, we don't need a PR campaign. A lot of Muslims are scrambling to find an organization. We need PR, we need PR. We don't need PR, we need PRAYER. We need a prayer campaign. Because as we said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى لِلَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. What happens to those who undertake righteous deeds? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا. Those who believe and do righteous deeds. We started with the merciful. الرحمن يرحمهم الرحمن. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا. The all-merciful will make love for them in the hearts of the people. You can take your chance with PR from Madison Avenue, or take your chance with PRAYER with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going with Allah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il al-mu'minin ya qawm. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. One final point on Muhammad Ali. From his burial was delayed because of extenuating circumstances. We want to know the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to hasten to bury our dead. So don't turn away from the sunnah because of an exceptional case. لا يقاسوا عليها. That case should not be an example for others. I just want to remind everyone that maintain the sunnah of hastening to bury the dead. But there are allowances in extenuating circumstances. And this Muhammad Ali's janazah was a once in a century event, unprecedented in the history of our community. And who knows when something like that might happen again. I just wanted to say that as in a manner from one of my teachers. Brothers and sisters, in conclusion, we want to talk about another couple of Chicagoans whose lives you should study and whose case you should familiarize yourself with if you are not familiar with it. And that's the case of Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. As you may or may not know, Emmett Till was a young 14-year-old young man who was murdered in Money, Mississippi for allegedly flirting with a white woman. Lynched in the mid-1950s. His mother chose to have an open casket funeral. to show how her son's face had been battered beyond recognition, to show the ugly face of racism through the face of Emmett Till. And now today, the ugly face of racism is trying to rear its head again. As Muslims, look at this gathering, who belong to a universal community of brotherhood and sisterhood, a community that includes all people who have descended from Adam, with no privilege afforded to anyone based on their race or ethnicity. The only privilege is afforded to those who are more righteous or pious than their fellows. And righteousness and piety have no color. إِنَّ أَكْرَمُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most best of you with Allah, the most honored of you with Allah, are the most pious amongst you. Brothers and sisters, we just want to relate to you. And this is for our young people primarily, but generally for all of us. What Mamie Till said many years after the death of her son and after dedicating her life to seek justice. This is our struggle. We don't have time for nonsense. We don't have time to go on murderous rampages. We have to dedicate ourselves to building just, equitable, fair institutions. So she said in a very powerful and profound statement, "We cannot afford the luxury of self-pity." Listen, Muslims. We cannot afford the luxury of self-pity. Our top priority now is to get on with the building process. My personal peace has come through helping boys and girls reach beyond the ordinary and strive for the extraordinary. We must teach our children to weather the hurricanes of life, pick up the pieces and rebuild. We must impress upon our children that even when troubles rise to 7.0 on the Richter scale of life, they must be anchored so deep that though they sway, they will never topple. Umar Mateen was not anchored deep enough, so he toppled. All of these young people, be it in Paris, or in Baghdad, or in Istanbul, or in Madrid, or in Casablanca, or in Bali, or every day in Iraq, or every other day in Afghanistan or Pakistan, who are blowing themselves up, who are murdering innocent people, are not anchored deep enough in Islam. People say the problem is Islam. The problem is not enough Islam. We have to work with ourselves and with our children and with our community to anchor ourselves so deeply that no matter how strong the hurricanes of life are, no matter how strong the earthquakes of life are, we will never topple. We might bend and sway in the wind, but we will never topple. We will never topple. We might crack, but we will never break. And we will stand up and we will rebuild what hatred, what racism, what prejudice tears down. You can't rebuild anything if you're in your grave. You can't rebuild anything if you're on your way to hell. Live. This is a religion of life. The Prophet Allah tells us, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ إِلَى مَا يُحْيِيكُمْ إِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Respond to Allah and the Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. This is a message of life and not a message of death. Go out and live, brothers and sisters. go out and live and build and make this a better world. And if you die doing anything, die trying to build a better world. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'd idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab rabbana afrigh 'alaina sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'alal qawm al kafirin rabbana afrigh 'alaina sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa tawaffana muslimin wa'fu 'anna waghfir lana warhamna anta mawlana fa'ansurna 'alal qawm al kafirin allahumma ansur al muslimina fi kulli makan wa fi kulli makan allahumma ansur al muslimina fi filastin wa fi sham انصرهم يا الله خفف عنهم يا الله فرج عنهم يا الله وفي العراق وفي مصر وفي السودان والصومال والحبشة وإريتريا وفي الهند يا الله يا الله انصر المسلمين وارحم مسلمين في الهند وفي بنغال في باكستان في أفغانستان في سريلانكا في الإيران في كل مكان اللهم ارسل المسلمين في اليمن يا الله خفف عنهم يا الله فرج عنهم يا الله واحميهم يا الله وانصرهم يا الله وفي بحرين والخليج في السعودية في كل مكان في مصر والسودان في الجزائر والليبيا وتونس في المغرب في موريتانيا في الجزائر في غانا والسنغال في أفريقيا في أسره يا الله اللهم انصر المسلمين في أوروبا وفي هذا البلد يا الله اللهم انصرنا في هذا البلد اللهم انصرنا في هذا البلد اللهم انصرنا في هذا البلد اللهم تقبل منا ما قدمنا إليك في شهرك رمضان قد تقبل منا يا الله ما تقدمنا إليك من الصلاة والزكاة والسجود والركوع والصدقة من أعمال الصالحات كلها يا الله تقبلها منا يا الله زدنا ولا تنقصنا يا الله أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين وبلغنا رمضان القادم يا الله برحمتك وجودك وسخائك يا الله أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا والسلام عليكم.